Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we're going to look at the first beatitude. There are eight of them. This comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The word poor means to beg or to be a beggar. It describes those who cannot sustain themselves and are totally dependent on others for support. To be poor in spirit is to be a spiritual beggar. No part of my person is untouched by sin. My thinking, my attitudes, my actions, my desires, my words are tainted by sin's power. And there's no way to break the curse. In theology, this is called the doctrine of total depravity. I am helpless and hopeless until Jesus comes. And those who realize their desperate state turn to the only one who can help them. The poor in spirit are desperate for Jesus, for his forgiveness, for his gift of salvation. The poor in spirit are eager for God's enabling power, and God never disappoints. Those who admit their helplessness and turn to Jesus receive the greatest gift. They inherit the kingdom of heaven. If you've not trusted in Jesus as your personal Savior, please make this following prayer your own. Father, I admit that I am a spiritual beggar. There's nothing I can do to make me good enough for you. There's nothing I can do to work my way to you. I am helpless and hopeless. And today I trust in Jesus. Please forgive me for the things I've done. Please correct me from the path I'm on. I turn to Jesus for his forgiveness and salvation. I trust in Jesus alone. And I pray in his name. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to help you get started on your journey. You can email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. prayer@ronmoore.org. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels.